Bryant Street Publishing presents The Spy Who Loved Her, written by Melissa Schroeder, read for you by Nicole James. To Brandy Walker, who has always supported me and listened to me gripe. Only other military wives can understand the idiocy we deal with on a regular basis. I truly value your friendship each and every day. Chapter 1. Lady Anna stepped over the threshold to her brother's study and found herself facing a tribunal. Her brother, Sebastian, sat behind his desk. From the irritated look on his face, he was not happy either about what was going to happen or about having to be the one to do it. Her sister-in-law, Colleen, sat to his right. She offered Anna a reassuring smile that did nothing to reassure her. And then there was her mother, Lady Victoria. Though she was the mother of two grown children, it was hard to tell. Her face was unlined, her figure trim and womanly. They shared the same cornflower blue eyes and usually an even temper. At the moment, irritation sharpened her usually pleasant features. Is there some meeting I had not been told about? She tried to keep her tone light, but even she heard the thread of fear in her voice and hated herself for it. No one spoke for a few moments. The ticking clock was the only sound in the room. With each click, the air grew heavier.
You act as if you are going to the gallows, Sebastian said.
She glanced at him. The sun streamed through the window behind his desk, showing off the few gray hairs he had acquired in the last several years. Since he'd married, he had become downright stodgy. What would you call it? She asked, crossing her arms beneath her breasts. Her mother sniffed.
Please, Anna, sit down so we can have a discussion.
It was not a request. It was a command. Lady Victoria rarely ordered, until recently. She'd turned into a veritable general in the last months. Anna hesitated, but the hard look from her brother warned her not to buck them on this. With a frustrated sigh, she walked to one of the chairs in front of Sebastian's desk.
Mother wants you to understand that going to your cousin's ball is not a choice. You must attend.
She had known her mother would insist. Anna was irritated she had yet to come up with a reasonable reason not to go. I do not know why.
Why?
Her mother's voice had gone shrill. It was so uncommon that it startled Anna. Lady Victoria was not a woman who yelled, and she definitely didn't argue in the tone of a fishwife. Yes, Mother, I understand why most women must go, but I do not. I have no need for a husband. A strange mixture of pain and sympathy flashed over her mother's face before her features softened.
Anna, darling, you need to stop blaming yourself for what happened.
Just the mention of the events from 3 years earlier with Dewhurst caused her spine to stiffen. The easy smile Lady Victoria had offered Anna faded. With a resigned air, her mother walked to the window.
You will go tonight,
Sebastian again ordered. His voice had hardened, his expression growing colder. This was the brother she had known before Colleen came into their lives. Aggravation swept through her and she ground her teeth to keep the frustrated scream from escaping. In recent months, everyone seemed to have an opinion about what she should or should not be doing. They had begged her to attend functions, told her she was wasting her days at the orphanage. This was the first time they had ordered her to go. They acted as if she were the empty-headed twit she used to be. She wanted nothing more than to tell Sebastian to go bugger himself,